possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, bro. We don't need to set the mood.
Bo didn't break from tradition, even though we have a guest on right now. It's noon on hump day. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Broadcasting live from Falcons training camp. Our final day here. The second day of joint practice, and as always, one of the members of the team stops by and says what's up afterwards. Today's guest is D'Angelo Malone. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by.
It's always our pleasure to have you and everything. Like Andy was saying, we talked to you so long. It seems like it was so long ago when you were drafted by the Falcons. And, you know, you're steadily growing and everything like that. How has that process been to where you are right now from the day we talked to you when you were officially Atlanta Falcons?
I would say the process has been pretty smooth. I always, just dwell on things. You know, like I said, I came a long way, but just being in a position right now, I'm blessed. Man, just keep building with the team and be something special.
It seemed like, and this happens in joint practices, it seemed like it was pretty chippy out there. Now, we only got to watch like the first 10 minutes of 11-on-11, but we saw a couple scraps. Was that pretty much the case today? Is that kind of what the vibe was?
Not really. You know, guys just want to impose their will. Guys out there competing, you know, it's highs and lows, but at the end of the day, it's just having fun.
How has it been, you know, because, you know, you obviously this wasn't the regime that drafted you. The GM was, but
right.
But coming in, having 1 year under Ra, do you see any difference from last year to this year with them in the program?
Not really. I would honestly say, you know, Coach Stick got the same mindset, coming out there winning, competing. But, coaches just want to win, and that's what it's all about.
D'Angelo Malone joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Practice over for the day. Joint practice with the Titans. Day two over. They'll take on the Titans on Friday night. How about for you? Is your role any different in the defense this year maybe than last year or years past?
Slightly. I would say outside linebacker was my original position, but I'm starting to learn inside linebacker. It's pretty smooth, so instead of going forward, you know, you're going backwards sometimes, but it's pretty fun. You know?
How's that been? Because like you said, you were outside linebacker moving inside the different keys that you got a key on different. How's that for you?
It's pretty smooth. You know, it's all about just having the right eyes, correct eyes, and just trusting your ability. You know, I feel like the guys we got in the room, Kaden Ellis, Josh Woods, Devon Diablo, those guys are there to help you, like big brothers.
What's the biggest difference? I mean, obviously you have to be an incredibly good football player along the way in order to get drafted anyway, and then you come in and you're sort of used in a specific way, and maybe it's even a compliment for them to say, you know what, we think that you can do this too. We see versatility in you, you can do this too. But what is the biggest difference doing both now?
It's really not a difference at all. I still got the same mindset, go out there, compete, put my best foot forward. But I would just say, like, just with the inside linebacker, you got to make more checks. You got to be aware of your keys, But outside linebacker, you're just going.
Now, you are one of them wild men. I call y'all guys wild men because you led the team in as far as special teams tackles last year, special teams plays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this, now you're talking about playing because obviously you want to play. You have that mindset. I don't give a damn. Put me out there. I'll just go down and run and hit somebody. But talk about your mindset when it comes to them teams because it's always the most overlooked aspect of a football team.
Yes, sir. I would say special team is really like the first play, you know, of the game. It's either it could be first down or you make a big tackle inside the 25. You know, just getting the offense some juice before they go on the field or defense. It's going to be fun.
How is that new kickoff treating you? Because we know it's a new rule and everything you guys got. How have you had to adjust your game to that? Or is it just beat the man in front of him and go play? And also, how is it being on the receiving end of that?
Yeah, honestly, you know, just being your man, it's a one-on-one match. Well, that's if you don't get double teamed. But, you know, I feel like mostly every kick going to get returned or field, so it's going to be fun. More tackles are going to be made, and, you know, as far as blocking, everything is going to be fun.
I mean, you have to think it's fun in order to do that, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you can't be out there like, oh, God. You're putting your body on the line every play out there. How good do you feel like this defense can be? I mean, there's some new faces. It's relatively young, I think, compared to some of the other defenses in the league. Certainly some high young draft picks. What do you feel like the ceiling is for this group?
Oh, man, the sky's the limit for this defense. Just the group of guys we have around, you know, I feel like every guy is coming together. The chemistry is getting there. You know, we got some vets sprinkling in with some young guys, but at the end of the day, everybody got the same mindset. Everybody's eager to get out there and compete and win games.
Last one for me, and it was one of the first questions we gave, actually, when we had you on that when you first drafted, talking about, because you are from here.
Yes, sir.
The ticket situation. No problems.
No problems.
All these years, no problems.
At first, it was. You
okay.
Know,
you know, I remember talking to you. I said, hey, dog, they know you got to pay for them tickets.
Right.
All right, so we got to level it out now?
Yes, sir. Like, once I start talking to them, you know, you're getting better understanding. They start understanding.
Okay, good. Yes, that's the one right now.
But at first, everybody wants to come to every game.
Everybody
wants to come. Everybody wants to come. Just call him. Just call him because I know he get tickets for free. I get tickets for free, but actually, they're not free.
Right.
But also, you guys know he's getting ready for a game.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You've got to get ready to play.
Man.
Pretty hard job to do.
It is.
Let me ask you one final question. And, again, D'Angelo Malone, nice enough to hang out with us after practice. Jeff Ulbrich, new defensive coordinator. We hear everybody talk about the energy that he brings. He says some wild quotes in some of his press conferences.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have a favorite line or a favorite motto that he throws at you guys or whatever, but what has it been like with him with the defense?
Oh, man. Just the day, just, you know, every day he really attacks the day, just the way he go about things and just his deliverance. I feel like he wants us to be at our best, play together, and play hard.
Definitely seems that way.
Well, you stay healthy, mate.
Yes, sir.
You stay healthy, brother.
Yes,
you really represent it. Dog,
yes,
man.
Sir, I appreciate it.
D'Angelo
healthy,
Malone
brother.
There.
Thank you, sir.
Ellenwood Zone. Nice enough to hang out with us and chat for a little bit as practice wrapped up. Now, I mean, day's not over for him.
No.
He's got a bunch of stuff he's got to go do.
The other aspect that people don't talk about, sitting in the damn meeting room.
Yeah, now you got to go watch everything that happened earlier.
That's right. Got to correct that.
All right, we appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes,
thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
And again, D'Angelo Malone, very fun to talk to. It's always funny when we talk to these guys the first day
they're
pros.
I remember we had him on,
uh-huh.
And then, you know, they watched him grow and continue to get better and everything like that. And then he has not found his niche yet, but he's a special teams guy. Didn't he have a block kick a couple years ago?
He's been really active.
And that's why I said that. That's why I was reading up on it. It's like he played 78% of the snaps on special teams more than any Falcons player.
They've done a really good job, and you're right when we talk about this throughout the season, but it just gets ignored so much, that portion of the game, that third of the game.
Yeah.
They got some really talented special teams.
Yeah,
like, Kadarius Hodge is one of the best special teamers in the whole league.
Was he a Pro Bowler?
He was.
Yeah,
he was because of that. And he had a couple blocks last year as well. And then D'Angelo Malone's out there and some of these other guys. Guys, I don't know, maybe they drafted and thought they'd be one thing, and you get them in and there's something else. But like we were talking to him about, I mean, I don't know. Depends on you want to look at it. You want to say tweener, whatever. Versatility is another word for it.
Yeah.
And the fact that he can do multiple things defensively, and they're asking him to do multiple things defensively, it's cool that he's up for it, for sure.
Appreciate it, man. Well, I'm actually working right now, so I can't tell you if I know your brother.
Just give us like 4 minutes. Just like 4 minutes. Four minutes.
But no, I think the biggest thing with him is that I didn't realize they switched his position.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, obviously he's outside to inside linebacker, but yet it is a different keys.
Well, because you know, I mean, outside linebacker these days is another word for pass rusher, yes, right? For edge.
Yes, you're in that funk. You having to now. Obviously, you got to hold the point and everything at the end, but you got to figure out ways to get around right. that and defensively and getting fighting off guards and yeah. centers and double teams and things like
now
that.
Now you got to cover.
Man, there you go. So it is a difference. But yeah, I mean, when you talk about the way he's trying to, because you look at him, he's a prototypical guy.
Yeah.
Prototypical outside rusher.
6'3", 235.
Now they're moving him inside, so good luck to him. I mean, he knows where he made the team at, and that's why he excels yeah. on teams.
Yeah.
All right, that's keeping him a job until he gets his opportunity to go in there and play. And, right. and the biggest thing about that is that you always got to be ready.
It's also one of those things, too, where this is his fourth year with the team.
Yes.
He's a third-round draft pick a number of years ago to come in and help the pass rush out, and the pass rush hasn't been good
yeah.
his first 3 years. I mean, it just is what it is. They take two guys in the first round this draft that play that spot. I mean, you know what that is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the deal.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, I'm going to have to do some other stuff then.
Because yeah.
they brought those – and they signed Leonard Floyd, and yeah. Trice is coming back, and Ebukadie's in that same draft he was in, and he's in a contract year too. So, you know, in terms of rotation, there might not be a lot of – pass rush reps.
No, exactly,
games.
Exactly.
So, all right.
So you got to.
Where's that tight end?
How do I get?
Let
on
me cover this
field?
Guy.
How do I get on this damn field? Oh, you mean to go down there and run and beat the hell out of somebody, get off a block, yeah. and then tackle a returner? Gotcha. You know what I mean? Gotcha.
I do wonder, like, and I know he's going to answer it the way he did. He said it's fun. I play on special teams. The kickoff's the kickoff. Whatever. I wonder if it's more or less fun than it used to be with the new rule.
Oh man,
it seems less fun.
I mean, maybe for the fans, but I'm talking about – I mean, I can honestly say I've only ran down on a kickoff one time in the NFL. It was my rookie year as a first game when I was on all the special teams, and then when I became the starter, I didn't have to do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
It is a rush. It is a rush.
Like in a good way?
Yes, it is a rush. But the thing about it was those were the old days where there was the wedge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're running.
Yes.
It's full.
Yes.
How many yards did you get to start?
Oh, like, the flying 40.
And you're right there where the kicker is.
Yes.
Like, you're not – like, now you're way up and you can't
yes.
start.
And I'm
like,
talking about that's when they had the three-man wedge.
Yeah, man.
All right? And you want to talk about – and I saw it, and it was coming right for me. I was like, whew. That's one of them where Coach Mike Mularkey told a long time ago when he had to cover kids, there's this pill. It's an effort pill. You just pop it in before every kickoff. You just know that some damage is about to happen. And Andy Bunker,
yeah.
that was my first and last kick because I got damage done to me.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, that wedge, it just they hemmed your boy up. Had my whole left side hurting.
You're not the first.
Oh, no, and I won't be the last.
You might have been.
Yeah, man.
They don't do it anymore.
Oh, they don't do it no more, but I wasn't the last.
yeah.
I wasn't the last that wedge got the best of it. I'm talking about Andy just had the mean face, too. Running through it,
you have to. You got to talk yourself into it.
Face, and you what? It's you know, it's a three man, so it's usually two linemen and a middle skill guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go pick the middle skill guy. I got this guy. I don't know what happened, and I know I used to do it. That's why I learned it. You grab the under the arm and you pull the big guy over,
uh-huh.
and I ran dead into the big guy.
Oh
yeah.
So they were linked up.
They were
like
locked
that?
Arm in arm.
That's hard.
And here I come.
I'm going to blow up the wedge. No, I'm not.
You remember that noise that Caleb made?
Yeah, I heard Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's the fun thing about being down on the sideline at training camp. We got Caleb McGarry made a that hurt a lot noise.
Man, they knocked all the wind out of me.
He went down to one knee and just went,
They knocked all the wind out of me. Though.
All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break, come back, and get to an NFL no huddle. Didn't have a chance to do it there off the top as D'Angelo Malone came by and sat down with us for a few minutes. So we'll come back and tell you everything that's going on around the National Football League today right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I just want to rock. What? You want to talk about something that went out faster than it came in? Damn! Remember this song? Yes, you do, dog. You remember I was trying to figure out the dance to it.
What is it? Oh!
Yeah, you want to talk about a song that came in so fast and just went away?
Yeah. Boo, 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 boo. Not everybody's got staying power, Randy.
Oh, don't tell Isaiah now.
Not everybody's
Tell, don't tell Isaiah.
He's still doing the dance?
He's still, no, you know, Lil Uzi Vert, one of his favorite rappers. So, yeah. And I said this to him, you know, I don't be knowing nothing about these youngins and this music. So I was like, man, you know, fell off. What you talking about, Dad? He's like, you know, fell off. No, man, you know, he sounded like Dylan.
Sounds like Dylan talking about
Drake. Sounds like damn Dylan, like the damn young mush mouth. No, they're talking about music.
You know what I heard they're calling Ryan Neusel?
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to say it.
I wrote it down.
You can say it if you want.
I wrote it down because I was going to say it, but I kind of forgot to say it on purpose.
Okay.
Because it's really corny.
I'm going to remember to say it on purpose.
Go ahead. What do they call him?
Ryan Neusel's nickname is Lil Newsyvert.
Yeah. Pretty corny. A little doozy.
Newsflash is the first one. They said they call him Newsflash. But then his secondary nickname is Lil Newsy.
Oh, is he a news type of guy?
No, his last name's Newsle. I don't know.
I'm seeing all these people, Andy, with these coolers, with these nice cooler roll bags.
Yeah, the roller cooler.
And nobody got any bin. y'all ain't got no bin, y'all?
I think that is explicitly banned from the premises.
Nobody got that. They ain't checking like that, are they? They ain't looking at that.
I'll tell you where they do have beer, and it's cold and delicious.
Where?
The Taj Mahooters.
Yeah, man, that place is nice. And it's always I always get over there at least one time during training, and I didn't get a chance to get over there this
year. I
had
never done it, and yesterday was their last day over there, and I told them I was going to stop by, so I wanted to make sure that I did. And just a really nice place.
That's awesome.
Really
it's,
nice.
It's place. Awesome.
And tons of listeners over there,
man.
Too. I met a ton of listeners, which was really fun. So, yeah, I know that Dukes and Bell are done with the Hooters Mall of Georgia location for training camp.
Yeah.
But it's still open.
Yeah.
And you can still go over there and hang out.
We got to read?
No.
I thought, yeah,
that was just from the goodness of my heart.
Oh, no, but no.
I just had a good time.
I get over there. I get over there once a year during training camp just to go there. Like you said, a lot of listeners, especially get to hang out with Carl and Mike. And then, was Jerome there?
No.
Okay.
Did not see Jerome.
Okay. Yeah.
Met a guy named Neil.
Okay.
Who's from my wife's neck of the woods in North Carolina.
She from Boone? I mean, not Boone.
Not exactly, but close.
Close, okay.
Close. And it was funny. It's such a small world up there. he was like, oh, yeah, I went to this high school. And I was like, oh, one of my wife's best friend's husband is the principal at that high school.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, Ben's doing a great job. I was like, wow. Okay, so you know that. Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking
about. That's small world.
Yeah, it was pretty small. All right, we didn't get a chance to do it off the top because D'Angelo Malone came by. Fun conversation. If you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app. You can rewind right at the top of the noon hour or download the Andy and Randy podcast and subscribe to it as well. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. James Cook got what he wanted.
Yeah, man.
4-year extension, $48 million, $30 million guaranteed. And he didn't even have to get fined for holding out. He was holding in.
Yeah, man. Good for Cookie. I know that what he was looking for didn't get it all the way, but it don't matter, man. That's $30 million guaranteed for a running back.
For a running back,
you know, and
that's
good
a
for
win.
Him. That's a big win for him. And obviously, you know, that he can, like, he's been around, because that's always the thing about holdouts and thing is not being around. Like, you're around, but you're not doing football stuff.
Right.
And at least he's been doing individual things like that. He's such a big part of it. Now, everything is about 17. Let's not get it twisted.
Sure.
Let's not get it twisted. But he had a big year for them last year. And so, you know, they got a couple other runners up there with him. But he's going to be the lead dog. Good for him, man, to get his bread.
Yeah, it also feels like one of those things, too, where it's like some holdouts, like Micah Parsons doesn't really seem like he likes the Cowboys that much anyway.
And they don't seem like they like him very
much. Yeah, so, like, you know, when it finally gets done, it'll get done, and that's fine. But he probably also isn't hurting that much not being around. James, everything what's going on in Buffalo seems like a really good situation.
Yes.
Like, it seems like he was probably really ready to get out there and be a part of it because they have a chance. Like, Buffalo is one of the five or six teams in the NFL that I feel like you put in that category of potential Super Bowl
yes,
team.
Yes, yes.
I mean, if Josh Allen does what he did last year again this year or takes it to another level,
right,
they got as good of a chance as anybody. The hard part is – that AFC is
it's
just
rough,
so
man.
Stacked.
It's rough. It's stacked. We know who's who in it. We know who the team is that they just can't get over that hump against. We understand it's the Kansas City Chiefs, but that's everybody.
That's everybody.
That's everybody, you know. And so, I think they have a very good football team. I think that they have what you said, because remember, it may have been a couple years ago. The question was, is Buffalo's window closing? You're like, they got Josh frickin' Allen.
Guess what? Josh Allen played before?
Josh Allen, when you have a guy like that, that
window's
window,
wide
that
open.
Window stays
yeah.
open.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win one.
That's true.
You know, great quarterbacks don't always win Super Bowls. It's really, really hard to win a Super Bowl, especially, again, like, you're in the Patrick Mahomes era in the AFC.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is also in the AFC. Don't forget about Joe Burrow
and
the Cincinnati Bengals.
And they starving for Super Bowls up in Buffalo.
Oh, man.
They're about to get that new stadium.
They might be the only place, because we talk about this sometimes, about what Atlanta would be like when the Falcons finally win a Super Bowl. It's going to be a party that will not end.
Yeah.
Buffalo would be like that.
Yeah, dog. Yeah,
different
man.
Vibe.
No, Buffalo's –
jumping through tables and all
man.
That.
But you know how I say I just label different places where I've been. You know, Kentucky, Thick Bunnies.
Oh, sure.
You know, down there, Houston, Red Bones.
Right, yeah.
Boy, they got some thick chocolate up there in Buffalo, Randy.
Huh.
Yeah, buddy.
Wouldn't have guessed it.
Yeah, man. I know as you see on that, but you got to get out from around that, boy. It's some thick.
We coming down from Canada or?
No, I'm talking about in Buffalo, man.
Yeah.
Buffalo got a lot of black folks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Buffalo got a lot of black folks up there, man. And happened to go up there for a partner of mine. I had a little football camp up there. Yeah, man.
Interesting.
Yeah, man. They got some thick chocolates. Thick chocolate bunnies. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's good info.
You know, anytime I can help out with the direction
you need
of
to be,
where the yam's at.
You need, you're the yam director.
Yeah, man.
You're like a compass, but
I got you.
It's not east, west, north, south. It's just where's the yams.
I got you, man. I got you.
You need to work for these tourism bureaus.
I mean, hey.
Just a little quick video.
I could do better than them. You know what I mean? And then I'll keep it all the way 100. Nah, dog, you don't want
here's
to
Randy here. Mack for Houston.
Yeah, hey, you see that? We call this the Redology. The Redology. All right? Big red bones, boy.
And now here's Randy Mack for Buffalo.
Woo, boy. I know they talk about them wings, but it got them things. Them chocolate things.
Oh, that's great.
They got them chocolate things.
That's great.
They talk about them wings. Them chicken.
Shador
is out with he has an oblique injury.
Oh, that's
so so that could affect if he does play or not.
His oblique is conspiring.
Yeah, dog. It's always something, man.
It's always somebody.
Oh, look at the, you see the Carolina Panthers owner Tim Dudson has agreed to buy the Portland Trail Blazers
from
Tom Dundon. He's going to buy
the Hurricanes.
Yeah,
okay.
He's going to buy the Portland Trail Blazers for $4 billion.
Wow. Good for him.
Damn.
I'll say this. He's done a great job with Carolina.
Yeah.
That's a rabid fan base, and they've had a lot of success. They can't beat the Panthers.
They can't do that, cool. They ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
They finally got one from
them. Yeah, they ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
People may not know this. They had played the Panthers in the playoffs like 3 years in a row and been swept all three. They finally got one game from them last year. We're actually he's probably not listening. Pretty sure he's not. That's going to be our birthday gift for my father-in-law this year. We're going to get tickets to the Hurricanes.
Nice.
My wife, leaning hard into trying to get Jack into hockey.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really pulling for it, which is fine.
Is it going to be – so, uh-oh.
What?
I'm just saying this, all right? And I'm saying this because of –
it's the best shot he's got.
This is your boy.
Yeah.
This is your son. This is your prince. This is the guy that's going to carry on the Bunker legacy.
Okay.
Don't get to fussing with your wife over sports. All right, because I'm like that. I don't want him to do that. I want him to do this right here.
Oh, I don't care what he does. If he plays hockey and is good at it, that's fine.
All right, okay. I'm just saying.
Again, you just gotta. You also gotta think about because you're saying you want him to do. I assume.
Yes.
What do you want him to do?
I want him to play. I don't care what my kids do, but when it comes to sports, that's my job.
Well, that's
lady.
What I mean. But like, what do you?
Because she be
to
trying
do?
To give us pep talks and stuff, and, I'm like, hey, don't do that. Go out there and give your best. Go give your best.
You want him?
You gonna whip somebody's ass, son.
You want him to whip ass at football.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, if Jack wants to play football, great. But, like, the chances of that working out, slim.
Okay, but if he wants to be a hockey player,
yeah.
She might think her idea.
We got Swedish in our blood.
She might think it's her idea.
But I'm the one that provided the Swedish.
I understand that, dog, but you're missing.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. Who cares?
Huh?
Who cares?
You just wait. You just wait for that. Do your best, Jackie.
Oh. Oh, she'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
She's more competitive than me.
I know this, dude.
She's a psychopath.
And that's what I'm saying. She's gonna be out there with the damn catchers
goalie masked up.
She's gonna be looking like a girl on
Julie the Cat.
Yeah,
Gaffney.
Julie the Cat Gaffney. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be out there like Julie the Cat Gaffney.
And by the way, if I haven't said this in a while, Charlie Conway's still a damn snitch.
Now you're very anti Charlie Conway.
Yeah, I am very anti Charlie Conway.
Charlie,
best not the Ducks win.
He was trying to do what's best for
whatever.
The team. He's trying to do what's best for the team, Randy.
Dork.
Charlie had it tough, man.
How do you have it tough?
Coach sleeping with his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Then he leaves.
Bad. Yeah, that is.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I can see how that could affect you. Yeah, that you know.
Coach is a damn criminal. Only reason he's coaching is because he's doing community service.
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. No, you know what? So what? Charlie, first one mama was that took a liking to men.
Yeah.
You know
got him
I mean?
Some extra playing time.
You know, and that's why he wasn't good.
Got him an extra shift.
He wasn't good.
He wasn't good in the first one.
He wasn't good
at
all.
They totally changed the storyline, and he became like one of the best players in the second and third one. He was awful in the – they called him Spazway.
Yes.
Don't pass it to Spazway. That's what they said when they give him the ball.
It was awful.
I don't even think you can say that anymore. I don't think that's an acceptable term these days. That's what they called him.
Yeah, man, but whatever, dude. Charlie Conway still a snitch and was awful and didn't deserve a shiny guy.
I really like Charlie
He did
Conway.
Not deserve a shiny guy. Jesse should have got all the shine because Jesse was the best player.
Jesse was fine.
No, Jesse. Who was better than Jesse?
Dude, Adam Banks.
No,
was
he was
than
not.
Jesse
Adam
was.
Banks. Adam Banks was not better
Adam
than Jesse.
Adam Banks was better than
Adam
Jesse.
Adam Banks was not better than Jesse.
Jesse totally choked in the championship.
Are you
game.
Serious?
In the first one,
he didn't choke.
Yes, he did.
Did you not remember?
Every time they gave him the puck, he was freaking
you
out.
You don't remember when that dude hit him in the leg?
And then he was being all
Jesse,
mean to Adam for
Jesse,
no reason.
Jesse was injured.
Adam didn't have.
He was a cake eater.
It's not his fault. He's from a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, it is. Stay over there with the Hawks.
Oh,
cake
man.
Eater.
You're not kidding.
I'm still trying to figure out how that's an insult.
Dude, cake eater is such a funny thing to call somebody.
Still trying to figure out how that's an insult.
Okay. All right. Cake we'll come eater. Back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.
Cake eater.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. We'll recap you on everything that we've heard and seen and experienced out here at Falcons training camp. As today is our final day. Today's the final day broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Cut down day is coming up, though, and every pro football player dreads that day. But this year, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is making the most of cut down day by giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style. August 27th at 4 p.m., when the pro football cut deadline hits, we'll be giving one lucky listener a Rolux Real Mower chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com.
It just came up, and sometimes you always got to deal with whenever, you know, when something comes out about you one time or something, we kind of brush it off. Like, well, maybe, maybe not.
Oh, like a rumor or something?
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. But then it happens again, and you're like, Shohei don't know how to speak English, boy, when this stuff come up, though.
It's real convenient. It's a real convenient tactic.
It's real convenient. Remember
Sammy Sosa forgot how to speak English?
Remember Sammy didn't know how to speak English? Yep. Like, it's real convenient that he'll not speak English.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. These stories come out.
They do.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a weird deal. So what exactly is alleged? Some sort of real estate deal? They kind of snaked a guy on it?
It kind of seems like they didn't want the dude to have, or they wanted all of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were like trying to eliminate him and all that. Cause the
they kind of cut somebody out.
Yeah, it
sounded
like they tried to cut him out.
Something like $240 million or something like that, which, like, I don't know. I don't know that much about real estate deals. You could probably talk more about them. But, like, stuff like this happens sometimes.
It does.
Like, they're like, you know what would be better than splitting this is all of it.
Let me have all of it.
Cut this guy out of here and I want all of it.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
It really does. This kind of stuff does happen. Now, again, I don't know if it really did. He's being accused by somebody who clearly has hurt feelings over the deal.
But it's just, oh, no.
You're right.
It's just weird.
No,
you're right. It's just weird.
You're right. There's been a couple weird, you know, because, again, his interpreter
stole money from him.
Is in prison and looks like, by all accounts, or at least by the accounts that we've heard, Shohei didn't do anything wrong.
No, he did not.
So You know?
And I don't think this could be something wrong. You know what I mean? Like, the other stuff with the all stealing the money, that was bad. This was bad, but it don't seem like it was, like, no stealing.
Yeah.
It seemed like he might have just
I'm going to give Shohei
withdrawn
one
something.
More.
If you one more?
If there's one more rumor about Shohei doing something kind of
shady.
What's that? Why is he involved over there?
Right.
Then maybe.
Okay.
But I'm still willing to give Shohei the clean slate.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I just don't know very much about it.
Okay.
And based on the details of the gambling stuff, it really does seem possible that the guy did what he did.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to think that someone could steal that much money from you
and
you
not
don't
know.
But they were really close, and he does have a lot of money. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe do I want to give him grace because he's good at baseball?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
We'll give him some grace. He can pitch and hit.
He's pitching today.
He's pitching and hitting.
Yeah, he's pitching today.
He can't be a bad guy. Huh. Look at all the stuff he can do on the baseball field.
Yeah, that excuses it.
Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
All right, so y'all mentioned Michael Porter Jr. Kind of not self-snitching, but snitching on his brother. Here's the audio for you.
Think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo, $10,000 on my under. You know, this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury. I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes. And they all get a little bad because you did it one game. Like, that is so not okay. But some people probably think like that. They come from nothing, and 100%. All their homies have nothing.
100%.
And they're like, bro, if I come out of this game after 3 minutes and y'all all hit on my under, we're all getting a little bad.
I don't know what makes me more frustrated by it. Like, the language used, because it's so annoying.
Yes.
Or what he's saying.
Both. I mean, it's all like, now,
his that's all so annoying.
His brother has been convicted already.
Yeah.
And all that.
His brother literally did that.
Yes, his brother did that.
and got kicked out of the NBA.
And so we know this.
Yeah.
But shut your ass up. You his brother.
Your brother.
His brother.
Yeah, man.
All right. And the way you say it, and how he's talking about it, I think that's what frustrates me the most. It's like, damn, homie. Like, it's your brother. You don't have to put it. You got it. We know it's business. So we're wrong. We know.
Yeah,
that's
what everybody knows what
but
happened.
But why are you speaking on it?
Right. And also, like, why are you trying to make it seem like it's like a
like it don't matter.
Like, or that's all good.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want your homies. Your homies ain't. I came from nothing. You think I'm gonna get in trouble with anybody?
No.
I'm not getting
more to lose than anybody.
I got more to lose.
Exactly.
Say that one more time.
Yeah. The people that come from nothing.
This is what happens.
The most to lose.
This is what happened. And I've always said this, Bo, and Andy, I have no issue with people wanting to keep your people around that you grew up with and all those things. But when you make it, you can't keep them around if they ain't holding you accountable.
Yeah.
Meaning, they ask you for damn advice for a gambling thing.
Right.
That's not right. You know you can lose your job for this.
Right.
But yet, his dumb ass, you know, he came from nothing. He ain't got nothing. Hey, y'all just bet on this under.
Yeah.
And then your dumbass homeboys who's supposed to be your partner, so be looking out for you. They supposed to say, no, we ain't going to take it because we know the repercussions of when, not if, when you get caught.
Hey, man, let's not do that. You're 5 years into an NBA career.
Stupid.
There's so much more money to be made. Your dream has been realized.
Dumb.
Let's not throw it away. The other thing, and this doesn't really matter. It's kind of side information, but it is true. He didn't come from nothing.
No, he didn't.
His dad was a college basketball coach.
Yes.
Like, he was fine. Everything was going fine.
So, y'all mentioned this earlier. So, Chris Sale, 40 pitches over 2 innings last night, striking out 2 for the Strippers versus Louisville. Snit says Sale won't be activated until he throws at least 75 pitches in a rehab game, so that sets him up for probably 2 more. So, it looks like we should get some Chris Sale back in September at least.
Okay, good. Good. Love to see it. I know last night was kind of the first venture back out there, and there was some good and some bad, but yeah, man. I mean, something to look forward to see him pitch. I mean, you know, Strider was kind of one of the guys we had on the list, and he's had a
rough
couple ones back to back. So
rough.
And then hopefully Acuna comes back too, and you know, you get the chance to see your favorite players play. Not playing for what you wanted them to be playing for, but at least get a chance to see them. We were talking about this last night, like, you know, because we live pretty close, and we like to try to get to a game or two every year, but we haven't been able to yet. We got to go because Bo got us the really nice tickets a couple weeks ago, but be real easy to get tickets to a game final month and a half of the season. Like, if you're looking to get to a Braves game and your stumbling block has been, that's pretty pricey.
Not no more.
You're going to be able to afford it next 6 weeks.
You straight.
Yeah.
You straight.
Which we probably will. We'll probably get over there a couple times.
Let's see. So, by my count, 6 home runs last night for the Mets.
Yeah.
I thought it was seven.
There's a lot of
it may have been seven. However many it was enough for them to run out of fireworks. So they put a message up on the video board. I guess their attendance is so low that they have to have Monday night fireworks nights or something like that. They put a video up on the or a message up there on the video board last night. Sorry for any inconvenience, but we have run out of fireworks because we hit so many home runs tonight. Yeah, we did
I love that.
We did that. The Braves.
Yeah. Yes.
They did.
Yes.
They did. They literally gave them an in-game fireworks show because of the way that they were just serving up meatballs to the Mets
stupid
last
apple.
Night.
Up and
this
down.
Stupid apple. Yeah. And damn, Pete Alonso sets the record against the Braves. Just add insult to injury.
Get out of
year.
Here, man.
It's no real record. Nobody cares about Pete Alonso's Mets record.
Yeah.
Some positive
also,
news.
He's got a terrible haircut.
Some positive. Oh, just horrible. And he's a weirdo. Like, you know, I'm not that being a weirdo is bad, but being a weirdo playing on the Mets is very bad. So.
Yeah, you can't do both.
Some positive Braves news, though. There was a poll sent out to whoever they send polls to about who the National League Rookie of the Year should be. And Braves' own Drake Baldwin leads that poll with 24 first-place votes. Second place, Augustin Ramirez from the Marlins, only got four, and it just matriculates down from there. So 24 votes to four first-place votes.
This would be the third one, right?
Yeah.
So we had
Jacob Mizorowski only got two. Isaac Collins only got one, and that's all.
Ronald,
the votes, so.
Michael.
Looking good.
Drake Ball, right? Of this crew right here.
Did Ronald win it?
I thought Ronald didn't Ronald win it?
You're probably right. I don't.
I thought Ronald won it.
I know.
I know Mike won it.
Michael did, and Michael beat Spencer.
Yes,
they were 1-2.
Right. You're right.
And then there's the Kimbrel, I think, and was it for call?
Yeah, no, I was just talking about this crew. Right,
right. Right.
Yeah,
this crew. Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, that is a silver lining.
Yes.
In a lost season, you've got your future at catcher, which is really cool.
And so I played y'all the video last week of the Baltimore Ravens doing a little synchronized swimming dance to try to get Michael Phelps into camp to give them swimming lessons. Well, Michael right. Phelps is a man of his word. Showed up to Ravens training camp to take advantage of their new swimming pool facility and gave the guys that didn't know how to swim swimming lessons. So good on you, Michael Phelps, keeping the world safer.
Your grown ass, big grown ass don't know how to swim.
How many guys do you think you played with that didn't know how
to
swim?
A lot, dude. A lot. I'll say this. The funniest thing I've ever been to with my teammates, I swear, we were in Hawaii. We were in Hawaii for the bowl and when I was in college. And so they took us to this big old water park. And it's the biggest wave pool I've ever seen, Bunk. And you know the wave pool. And everybody, it was cool. We were having a good time. And then, he know I'm talking about him. I don't know if I say his name. But he can't swim. And we didn't realize that he couldn't swim. And so I'm looking for him. I'm like,
so he's at an area before where he can touch.
Yes.
And he's okay.
Yes. And then that big
ass. Big waves come.
Yes. And so, I'll never get this to the day I die. I'm sitting in one of the circle little rafts, right, just hanging on. Whoa. And next thing you know, he just I feel an arm come. And he got his arm wrapped, his leg wrapped around the float where I'm at. But damn near about to drown.
He's trying to take you down.
He's trying to take me down with him. Like, just gasping, water all in his nose and his mouth, choking, everything. And so it was so funny because the wave stopped by then. It was throwing down. I was like, dog, just put your feet down.
Dude, just stand up.
Hey, just put your feet down, bro. Just put your feet down. So, yes, I know plenty of grown men, plenty of athletes, of friends of mine that don't know how to damn swim.
Now, did he then learn? Or is it just like, that's not for me?
No, he knows how to swim now.
He learned?
Yes, he knows how to swim. Good. Yes, he knows how to swim.
That's always, I always thought, like, because, you know, you take
he knows how to swim.
We took our kids to, the little swim lesson place close to our house in Florida. It'd be so funny if there was, a 37-year-old in that class.
I would not be surprised.
If you don't know,
with some
learn.
Arm floaties. Yeah, man.
Go learn.
With some arm floaties on.
They give lessons at the Y.
Yeah, man. But, no, dude, that was the funniest I've ever seen. Watch his big ass just hanging on to that damn raft.
I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
That would have been tough.
Yeah, it'd have been a rough one.
Yeah, we lost him at the Hawaii. We lost him.
Yeah, lost his ass. lost his ass in a wave pool.
Oh, in the ocean? No.
Wave pool.
Park. It was 3 feet deep. All right.
No, lost the wave pool.
We'll come back. We'll get to big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Grant McCauley's going to stop by at 1:20 as well. Talks of Braves baseball with Grant. We'll tell you know Grant's doing the Falcons network too. So we'll talk some Falcons with Grant, too.
We can double up.
And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.